Hello, my friend, and welcome to TFU News and Views, brought to you by TFU.info, the world's largest transforming toy archive. I am your host, Anthony Brucalli, the owner, operator, webmaster behind TFU.info since 2002. And today on News and Views, we're going to talk a little bit about toy distribution. Now, right now, we're just going to talk about What are you seeing out in your stores? So I guess the question is out there for you as well. So if you have, if you want to weigh in on this one, hit me up on Twitter at TFU_INFO or on Facebook, facebook.com/TFUinfo, and tell me what you think about the selection of Power of the Primes figures and other Transformers lines in your area. So this question came from our Patreon account, from a one of our super seniors, Sean Hamilton. Shout out to Sean about what's going on in his area. He says, quote, "I'd like to hear about the retail situation around the country. In Alabama, we now have only Target, still mostly Wave 1 there, and Walmart, Wave 2, except Prime Masters, which seemingly not carrying the larger sizes anymore. How is it in other states? Why am I only able to find Wave 2 Prime Masters at Kroger grocery stores? What's up with Hasbro Toy Shop? Why aren't they current? Will the shrinking Transformers section turn around with the new movie?" And those are all good questions. Now, working backwards from that, the answer about will the shrinking Transformers section turn around with the new movie, I would say undoubtedly yes. Unfortunately, for Transformers fans right now, they're going to have to wait till December of 2018 for that to happen, or at least Halloween time, give or take, because that's going to be for the Christmas rush. So the Bumblebee movie comes out right around Christmas time. So anything that's going to be a lead into that is going to be after the summer. But it's interesting to note about toy distribution and timing. It's something I've noticed over the past couple of years with stores like Walmart and Target, that they restock the toy section based on times when they feel parents and kids are going to be in the store together. Now, that's Christmas time, that's the spring holidays, so you know, your Easter-ish holiday season. That's also back to school, so August is usually a good time to go check out the toy aisle because stores have restocked for back to school. And since the kids are already in stores looking for school supplies, they're usually headed over to the toy department to see what's around. Same goes for end of school. So I think, you know, June-ish, you might see some more Transformers toys hitting the shelves in your big box retailers. Don't forget that the Toys R Us going out of business thing, while in the long run will probably be fine for the toy industry and fine for other retailers who plan on filling that gap, right now is a black eye on the toy industry as a whole, because people are thinking, well, if I want to pick up a toy, I'm going to just go to Toys R Us where it's 30 to 50% off. Not necessarily jumping in on what particular brand someone may like. So that's going to hold up ordering by those other stores, and that's going to hold up distribution, at least in my opinion. Now, I can't really speak to the whole Kroger thing, because where I live in New York, no such thing as Kroger up here. In fact, I don't think... I mean, I would venture to guess there is not a Kroger within New York or New Jersey, probably anywhere north of Pennsylvania on the eastern seaboard. Just a guess on my part. I'm certainly a store I'm not familiar with. But usually they end in Philly. For example, whenever Transformers end up at Ross, the closest Ross is in Philadelphia to where I live. Now, as for Hasbro Toy Shop, that's a whole other animal, given that it is owned by Hasbro. So they are competing with their purchasers. So that's tricky, tricky, tricky territory. It's probably why they have limited selection early on, because they do not want to compete with the Targets and the Walmarts when Target and Walmart are paying them money. So that's why you see usually a quick release of an early wave, or a quick release of any wave in a small amount. So will the stuff show up there? Probably. I can't remember the last time something didn't show up there. I'm thinking, for me, at least in my experience, Wave 2 of Titan's Return in the Voyager scale, I had a really hard time finding Astro Train. I passed on him in the store maybe once or twice, and I never saw him again. Had to buy him several years later on Amazon. Several years. Well, last year, I should say, on Amazon. And, you know, that's your other option. Right now, Amazon does have most of the stuff from third-party sellers at a slight markup. But if you're tired of driving to the store and you don't want to waste the gasoline and spend the gasoline on that, if you're an Amazon Prime member, chances are you'll make up the difference in the free shipping and in the saved gas. So that's about all I can say on the state of toy distribution at the moment. What I always preach is patience. Almost always you'll be rewarded. It's going to come down to some of these big box retailers actually clearancing out some of their selection. So that's the other thing. There is a bit of a clog on the shelves, at least where I am, of the back end of Robots in Disguise, that some of that stuff needs to filter out and clear space before other stuff will move into that space. So yeah, I would just preach patience in this. If you're one who goes to the store regularly and checks out the toy aisle while you're doing other things, just keep checking. If you're doing this as a toy hunt, like some of us used to do years ago, don't waste your gas. Go on, if you really want something, go on Amazon, pay the slight markup, you'll save it in the gasoline looking for it, and you'll save it in the headaches looking for the toy. And if you're waiting on Wave 3, you're waiting on the new stuff, you're waiting on Predaking, chances are, late July, early August, when it starts to become back to school season in the retail sections, that's when you'll see those toys hit the shelves. And that'll wrap things up for this episode of TFU News and Views. If you like this episode came out of a question I sent to my Patreon subscribers, and I would love for you to be a Patreon subscriber as well. Patreon.com/TFU info. Get in as little as $1 a month. Hey, you don't even have to stay on for more than a month if you really don't want to, but I think once you do, you're going to want to stay on longer, because we have a lot of fun over at the Patreon, and we've been building some really fun things for the Patreon audience. So swing on by. It's a lot of fun. Until next time, see you.